Joining us by telephone, Karen Trebatesky, who's the nurse manager with Harborview Court. A fire, but it could have been a lot worse than it really was. What happened down there?
There was a fire that was started in a chair, in a rocking chair, and no one was in the room. But what had happened is the building alarm system went off, and you go to the panel and you can see that it's which room it is. And what was happening was the sprinkler system was already doing what it's supposed to do, and it was putting out that fire. There was a fire in this rocking chair. It was only contained to that rocking chair. But there was smoke damage and some, obviously, water damage in that room and the rooms adjacent to that. But the only sprinkler that obviously went off is the one that had a heat, you know, they all have heat detectors. And what happened was the fire set off that to respond like it's supposed to. So that one head poured out water at a big amount, which is wonderful. And it put the fire out, and that sets the whole alarm system in process. The building alarms right away. The staff started evacuation. By the time the fire department got there, the fire was obviously out and the residents were already being evacuated over to the other building.
Unlike the old-fashioned sprinklers, this one here senses the heat problem in one room and just sprays the one room. It doesn't spray the whole building, which is, you know, great for your situation there.
Right. It goes, each of these heads of the sprinkler system have a heat detector, and if you raise so many degrees in a certain amount of time, it will set off the water, and it did. And then we also have a smoke detector system. We have a sprinklered and smoke detector, and the smoke detector system is interconnected, so whatever one senses, whatever, they both go into full alarm. But it only puts water where to the head that it needs to.
Anybody get hurt?
No one got hurt, but we did send two people in precautionary when they were evacuating the building. One of the elderly people tripped and fell. She was not hurt, but we wanted her to be checked out. So she did go to the emergency room. They did check her out, and she returned. Nothing was broken or nothing like that, but we were lucky. And there was an employee that also, due to the smoke, she did go to check that room just to make sure there was no one in there and things like that, and she did get a little bit of smoke or that smell. It wasn't a smoke inhalation. She didn't really feel that she wanted to go in, but we encouraged her to go in just to be checked out, and she also returned in a short amount of time.
Residents were all evacuated before the fire department got there. How'd that go so smoothly?
We have a protocol in place, and the staff responded very well. I give all the credit to the staff that were there, and by the time I got there, they had it all done as well. They really did what they were trained to do, and it makes us very proud that they respond in such a manner. The police department, the first responders that did get there, also did help get some of the residents over, but it was already in the process when they got there. But by the time the fire, you know, and they all got there very promptly. It just shows you how quickly everything happened, and it worked the way it's intended to, and we're very happy for that.
So, you know, it started in a rocking chair, but the exact cause still under investigation.
Yeah. It was not anything electrical, anything like that. It was just in this rocking chair, you know, so we're thinking it was matches or a cigarette or something. We do have a no-smoking policy at the facility, but that's something that, you know, out of our control at some point. Everyone's safe, and the building was evacuated, and everything worked like it should, and we're very happy about that.
Anything you want to add?
Yes, one thing, thank you to our staff and also to the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department and the Police Department, because everything worked wonderfully, and it should make us all feel safe that we have all these good things working together to keep our people safe.
Pretty well back to normal today.
Yes, everything's back to normal today. We are going to do some re-fixing up of that room, obviously. We have to paint it and fix that room up, but nobody obviously was displaced or anything like that, so that's good. And we do have another room open that this person could stay in until that's complete, which will probably just take a day or two.